And I really think one important contribution of philosophy will be to ask, in a way, difficult questions, to ask, what do you mean by nature? And what do you mean by ecological crisis and the Anthropocene and the death of nature and so on and so on? And also to produce new ideas and give them into the political process, into the discussion, cultural discussion. I think we philosophers, we have the legacy of Socrates and the way Socrates presented himself he was saying, I'm the gadfly. That has a sting and stimulates a very thoroughbred horse to keep it moving. And in a way, I think we philosophers have exactly still this duty to to ask uncomfortable questions and to point to equivocies and other problematic ways of thinking and of speaking. But also, I think the Socratic lifestyle with its economic minimalism is a very, very, still a very important and provocative thing, and that philosophy has to offer. Because, Socrates always said, a very wealthy state is not always a very healthy state, and he always said, how do I get wealthy? By minimalizing my wishes and not by maximizing my technologies. So I think the lifestyle also, the Socratic lifestyle, is still a very important contribution of philosophy in this ecological discourse. And it is very hard to discuss with scientists. Nearly every week I have an occasion to do this, but for example, I think it if you are hearing about sustainability, now, everybody says my business is a sustainable one, and one of the duties of us philosophers is to point that there are many notions of sustainability, and and they have not too much to do each with the others. This is one point, but also I think the environmental research in the scientists is very much focused on global models, and the regional nature. There are less and less people who work on this topic, but in the end, the global model of the Earth, of the biosphere, of the atmosphere, and of its dynamics. This also has fictional elements, and I think also we philosophers have to ask critical questions in respect to this way of producing futures, of producing global futures, and of neglecting the presence of your local landscape, of your local nature. And this is, I think, also the part where phenomenology comes in. I'm trained as a phenomenologist in philosophy, and I always loved this way of looking at things and of thinking, and always felt that I'm part of this tradition, because I think it teaches the importance of the present, the importance of things that you can see, that you can hear, that you can smell, and not only the things that you can calculate, the things that you can measure, and so on. So I think this has in itself a critical power, phenomenological movement, and especially in respect to these global models, computer-based models that are only calculated. And I also think the phenomenological notion of time, as Heidegger developed, it is also a thing we should use also as a critical tool to reflect on the concepts of time that are within these models, for, let's say, of the IPCC. So I really think not only, but especially phenomenology has a very good resources for critical reflection of of global environmental research in the sciences. So I think this is a very important thing to do, that we should also stick to the nearest things and not only to the farthest global things. And we should really, if we want to prove whether our notion of nature is right, we can prove it in our gardens and in our lifestyles and in our immediate environment, and not in the distant environment and in the constructions that we are offered. And I think, yeah, to me, to me, this sentence is what comes to my mind when I think of our futures. Il faut cultiver notre jardin. One thing I would like to add to my reflections on the role of phenomenology. Yes, as you are living in Newfoundland, which is part of Canada, I think in Canada we have also a certain innovation that is important, not only in your area of environmental philosophy at the Memorial University, that I appreciate very, very much, but also I think this approach of Murray Schafer with the soundscapes. I think art and aesthetical methods are really important in our research and in our efforts to understand the environment. As I think, as a phenomenologist, I really appreciate it very much to learn to hear in a new way what happens in my immediate environment. And I think this way of Murray Schafer is, to me at least, was a revelation. And you can also think of smellscapes and other things. And this is also an alternative description of the state of our environment, and an important one. We have always quantitative methods in the environmental sciences, but these are really qualitative methods and very important contributions.